Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, I'm joined by Helper City Mayor Lanice Peterman. Mayor Peterman, thank you again for taking the time out of your schedule to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for always having me and allowing me to communicate with the community. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we're bringing you in because we kind of have some breaking news. Helper City, the pole replacement project you guys had that was originally scheduled for the 2nd, you just found out that that's been rescheduled for the 6th. Is that correct?
That is. That's the whole purpose of this conversation, is to get the word out as quickly as we can. We had done a great job calling and really following up, and this last minute change, we felt it was best to get to the radio and see if we couldn't communicate across the board to more people.
Yeah, and we're always happy to help disseminate this information for you. Now, let's talk about impacts of this replacement. So it's coming up on the 6th, and it's going to be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. What areas of Helper is this going to impact?
It's going to impact Roosevelt East. So all of our Main Street businesses will be impacted, as well as residents. So if you are aware of anyone on oxygen or someone, I'm hoping it's stays warm enough for 6 hours, but you know, we need to plan accordingly to make sure our citizens are safe while we're doing this pole line change out.
And that's why it's good to get the information out as fast as you guys have. Like you said, you're on the phone, you're making posts on social media, you're really trying to make sure everyone is as aware as they can be for this. Now, let's talk about kind of the purpose behind this pole replacement, because that's what a lot of people are going to be asking is, what's kind of the why behind this?
Sure. So for those of you who don't know, our electrical grid is wholly owned by the city, and unfortunately is antiquated, the infrastructure. It's something I've been striving to address for years now. And we just simply have some poles that are in terrible shape, and Rocky Mountain Power is proactively helping us address those and replace them. So better to have a scheduled outage than an unexpected outage. So it's really just to improve the health of the electrical grid and Helper.
Yeah, it's a minor inconvenience now to help avoid a major catastrophe later down the line. And that's what I like about Helper. Every time I come in to talk to you, you guys are always so proactive about these things. And that makes all the difference in the world.
Right. And we just want to make sure we get that word out to everyone. It'll be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Rocky Mountain Power will be diligent and do their best to try to get power back online sooner. So this is kind of their long case scenario. But again, I would much rather plan for and allow people to plan versus having a significant outage in a situation where no one is ready for that.
Now, Mayor Peterman, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Nothing, just, you know, be safe, have a happy new year, and be aware that this change has moved to Monday, January 6th.
Well, Mayor Peterman, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Helper City Mayor Lanice Peterman. We were talking about the rescheduling of a pole replacement in Helper City. Originally, it was scheduled for January 2nd. It's been moved to Monday, January 6th, and that outage will be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.